Welcome to the Readout Podcast. This is your host, Jake Welchens, and today we're going to take a little break from the series we've been doing, Your Next Chapter. We'll get back to it next week, but today we're going to give you a little update on the year where I reveal to you my top books of 2021 so far, where we're going next time or next with the podcast, and some things that have been really helping me read more lately. So stick around for all that and some more. Welcome to the Readout Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Welchens, and for the past 10 years, I've been helping young leaders reach their potential. At Readout, our belief is that to lead out, you have to read out, and to read out means to read well and to read broadly. Almost every great leader in history has been a reader, and we wholeheartedly agree with Margaret Fuller when she said, "Today a reader, tomorrow a leader." Reading is not optional leadership. It's not the side dish, it's the main course, and in order to become a great leader, you have to dig in. But here's the problem. We here at Readout know that in this day and age, time and energy is hard to come by. My hope is to save you that time and energy and bring you the best books that can have impact in your life right now. And then I want to teach you to get the most out of these books so that you can become the leader you've always dreamed of being faster than you've ever imagined. Our dream is to create a movement of young adults passionate about reading and dangerously effective at leading. Guys, got to thank you for sharing everything and reviewing us on social media. We really appreciate you guys sharing this with the people that you value. We want to add value to them just like we do you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We could not build this thing without you guys. Today, we're switching things up a little bit. We're going to take a little break from our series, Your Next Chapter. We'll finish it out next week with a book I'm really excited about. But I just wanted to step in and start doing some updates for the podcast for those of you who just kind of want to know what direction we're going in, what I'm reading right now, and other things that I'm learning right now. And I'm excited to do it. It's going to be fun today. So it's going to be a little bit more casual, a little less polished, but I think that's a good thing. I would love to hear your guys' thoughts, your guys' comments, things that you're thinking as I'm reading this. So if you have any comments or thoughts, please hit me up on Instagram at Jake Welchens, post up there. And I would love to hear from you guys. So thanks for being a part of this. So first thing, I'm going to start doing updates on the podcast probably three or four times a year, just casual conversations that are hopefully helpful to you guys, kind of updating you on where I'm at in reading this year, telling you some books I'm excited about, books that I've read that I think you could really benefit from. Also just some things I'm learning and just update you on where we're headed with the podcast and what's next. So I'm excited about it. First off, I just wanted to tell you guys where we're headed next with the podcast. We have kind of realized that there's a big desire for these Your Next Chapter episodes. They've been very popular. People have been loving them. And so I think we're going to start switching the format of the podcast a little bit. And again, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this and what you think is best, because we want to add value to you guys. And we want this to be the best 15 to 45 minutes of your week. That's really what we're aiming for as Readout. And so wanted to give you guys just some insight and also get your opinion on what we want to do next. We're thinking about switching the format of the show to be just our standard book reveals like we've done with our past three series that we started off the episodes with, or the podcast with, performance enhancing books, Two Birds with One Book, those types of things where we intro a book and we kind of build it up and give you some insightful, helpful leadership advice along the way. And then alternate that with a Your Next Chapter book or Your Next Chapter episode from the book we just introed. And so that way you get a double whammy of added value with that book. We're really excited about that format, and it seems like it'll be a win for us and for you guys as we keep doing it. We also want to do more updates like this where I'm getting to know you guys, getting your opinion on what we're doing with the podcast, also just connecting with you guys personally. Again, would love to get to know you guys. If you want to hit me up or follow me on Instagram, please do. Would love to see how I can start making this better and how I can help you guys. So we're going to do more updates, and hopefully this year we'll be able to have some of our first interviews from authors themselves. And so we're excited about pursuing that and see where that goes. Obviously going to take some shots and see who responds. It's going to be really cool. So I want to share with you guys some book tips that I've been learning lately. These are just kind of random things that have been helping me read more and read better as a leader. The first thing I've been thinking about a lot lately is I need to read more across the spectrum. this year, more than any other year, I've been reading books from different genres, different formats, different kinds of books. And I got to tell you guys, I am absolutely loving getting to do that. It's making me read so much more. In fact, like right now, I'm reading a book on real estate. I'm reading a book about history. I'm reading a fiction book. I'm reading a business book. I'm reading a book about the Christian faith. Really excited about all these books. But what's happening is I'm kind of like reading way more at once because I'm reading all these different books that I'm excited about. So I used to be the kind of guy who was like one book at a time, finish that book, move on to the next. I really like what I'm doing right now. It seems like it's trending up with me reading more as the books are continually pulling me in. Even if I lose interest on one, I'm picking up another. So there you have it. Read more across the spectrum. That's something I've been learning lately. Another thing I've been learning lately is how reading is affecting my sleep. So sleep for me has been a big issue over the last 5-6 years. I've just had different issues keeping me from sleeping very well. And what I've been learning is that the books I read at night really impact my sleep. It's been an interesting pattern to observe, and it's something that I'm wanting to be careful with because I believe sleep is so important as a leader, as an influencer, as someone who wants to impact others. You need sleep. And I've realized there's just types of books that prevent me from sleeping, whether this is a business book or money books. Both of those tend to keep me from sleeping well. I don't know why that is. 100%. My guess is they just kind of get me going. So business books, they just make me think about business and the problems I've had that week and how to solve those problems and what to do next with my business and what I'm doing in my ministry and all those different things. And so it's just been on my mind a ton when I'm reading those books at night. It's keeping me from sleeping. Money books, I think I'm just passionate about money and I think about money a lot. When I read money books at night, it just gets me going with all these ideas and things that I should be doing. So when I say money book, I mean like real estate book, you know, personal development book to help you be better in your finances. I don't know why, but those keep me from sleeping. I think just because I get so many ideas and because I want to move on it. So if I were you, I'd be careful with what kind of books you read at night if you want to sleep well. Books that put me to sleep, fiction books, biography books that help me kind of tune out and leave the day behind and move on to sleep. If you really want to sleep, read something ultra boring, something that you picked out that you got to get through, but that's boring. You'll fall asleep like that. It'll be so quick. So there's a sleep tip for you guys. Top books of 2021 so far. So I've read probably 6 or 7 books so far this year. Been loving them. Again, like I said, my reading is really trending upwards with this new approach of reading across the spectrum. I'll give you guys the top 3 I've read so far this year. These are not released in 2021. These are just books that I've enjoyed in 2021 so far. The first is The Thrawn Series by Timothy Zahn. I'm usually not a big fiction guy. You guys know this. I like leadership books, business books. I've been trying to incorporate more fiction in my life, and I found a Star Wars fiction series about a character named Thrawn, and the books have been awesome. Doesn't matter if you're a Star Wars fan or not. If you're looking for a good fiction book, that could be a good place to start. It's all about strategy. It's kind of a different approach to like Star Wars, something I wasn't expecting, but he's a great character. Been really loving those fiction books. I hope you guys pick those up and enjoy them as well. The other books I've read, The Infinite Game by Simon Sinek. You guys have probably seen Simon Sinek on YouTube. Man, he is a great leader and he has great content, but this book, The Infinite Game, it just got me thinking on so many different levels of my life and my business. It just got me thinking, am I thinking long-term and like I should be in terms of what I do? And the answer to that was no, I wasn't. I was limiting myself in a lot of different ways. The Infinite Game is just a phenomenal, phenomenal book. I can't recommend enough to you guys. It's really restructuring the way I think about what I do and how I spend my time and how I view success. And I think all of those things are really important things. The last book I'll recommend to you guys, and I told you guys this, that I was going to read this in my episode way back at the beginning of the year, about the books I was most excited about listening to, and that's The Promised Land by Barack Obama. Like I said, I disagree with Barack Obama on a lot of ideological, political things. I think everyone agrees or everyone disagrees with a lot of different people on political, ideological things. I had a great experience reading this book. I'll tell you how it worked out for me. I was on a business trip at night. I would go into my hotel room and I would just turn this book on, and it was almost like talking to an old friend. Now, it doesn't matter if you disagree with your friends, as I hope you guys will agree as you listen to this podcast, you want to disagree with your friends. And it felt like me and Obama were able to sit down and have a face-to-face conversation, and I was able to hear out him on his policies and in his time in the White House. Man, it was a phenomenal book, well written. I would get the audiobook version, which we have an Audible deal in the description. You guys can take an advantage of to get a free trial. But great book. He narrates the book, which is really cool. He's a great communicator. Had a great experience, learned a lot, had my horizons expanded, and I would highly recommend it to you guys, whether you agree with Barack Obama or disagree with him. It's always good to be challenged if we disagree, and if you agree with him on everything, you're going to like it anyways. So great books. Those are my top books of 2021 so far. All right, that's it for the readout podcast update of early spring. Again, we're going to try to do 3 to 4 of these every single year. And hopefully we'll keep you guys up to date and feel like you're part of this as well, because we need you guys. Again, if you have any thoughts or comments or have any questions about what I just talked about, would love to answer those on my Instagram. Thankful for all of you. This has been a joy for me creating this podcast. Let's keep this thing going. Excited to bring you guys more content next week with our last chapter of your next chapter before we switch to the new format. So to all of you who listen, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is my privilege to do this every week for you guys. I'm your host, Jake Welchens. This is the Readout Podcast, podcast production by the one and only Logan Bongean. See you next time on Readout.